Tommy, you're away to Leamington and looking for three unbeaten games.
Yeah, we need a win at the end of this though. Me and White have discussed it. You know, you look at the two draws. I think the Chorley one, probably looking back at the game, was probably a fair result. The Alfreton one was a bitter pill to swallow, with it being so late under the circumstances. So, but we're still unbeaten. We go into Saturday, and we're looking for that 3 points. I watched them on Tuesday night. They beat Gainsborough 3-0. But I don't think it was necessarily a 3-0 game. I thought Gainsborough were very poor in the evening, but they did have opportunities. So I think I know a lot about Leamington. We'll discuss that with the lads tonight and again on Saturday. But we go there concentrating ourselves. And like you say, we've 2 unbeaten and we're obviously looking to extend that.
Leamington has slipped down the table, though, haven't they, in recent weeks? They've drawn a few games. They've lost a couple as well. I think that win the other night was their first win in about 6 matches. And so they're not exactly on top of the form.
No, they're not. So there's two teams that are not on the right side of the form table, if you like, that go up against each other. And it is. It's a big game for both teams. That 3 points was massive for Leamington and Gainsborough on Tuesday. Obviously, Leamington got the 3 points, put Gainsborough in a bit of a predicament. And obviously, they travelled to Alfreton as well. But we can sit here for the next 5-6 weeks talking about other people's results. We need to start looking after our own. And obviously, our next opportunity is Saturday.
Yeah, you're right, it's about time to pick up another win. I mean, Quakers haven't won away since the first game of the season. And funny enough, they've not scored many goals, only scored 12 throughout the season away from home in the league. So could do with popping them in at one end and not conceding at the other.
Yeah, you know, we speak about the lads are improving and the look will change. And we do genuinely think that is the case. But stats tell a different story. We're still somewhere we don't want to be. And say, little stats like that, you know, 12 goals, haven't won away since the first game of the season. It was August, like the 5th. So it's a long time. We need to start putting that right and we need to start picking up some wins.
But there's been some promising signs lately, though, hasn't there? It's a lot more solid these days. Still maybe giving away one or two daft goals, but look a lot more threatening than, say, a month or two back.
Yeah, I think definitely. I definitely agree with both statements there. I think the mistake side of it, I don't think we necessarily made really bad mistakes last Saturday, but we still conceded 2 goals. And I think people could argue every goal you concede is a mistake, and that again is true. So we're working hard. So we know we need to put the ball in the back of the net more frequently and share the goals around, if you like. We'll be working on tonight and we'll do a lot of finishing tonight, a lot of phases of play, and hopefully come Saturday that will shine through.